Just weeks after a devastating fire tore through downtown Orillia, local businesses are still recovering from its impact. Meridian Credit Union and Three Bird Salon, two of several businesses affected by the blaze, are taking steps toward rebuilding and supporting the community in the wake of the January 21 blaze that destroyed the downtown landmark at the corner of Peter and Mississauga Streets, causing an estimated $4 million in damage. The Orillia Meridian Credit Union branch at 73 Mississauga Street East remains standing after the January 21 fire destroyed the adjacent building, but it has sustained heavy smoke and water damage. Remains closed. Giselle Winton Sarvis, Orillia Matters file photo. Mark Ostland, District Vice President of Meridian Credit Union, says the fire has deeply affected his team. "We are doing everything we can to support our own team at Meridian that was next to the major fire," Ostland said. "We are also looking to support Orillia businesses and anyone affected by the fire." The future of Meridian's Orillia branch remains uncertain as the credit union awaits engineering and insurance reports to determine the building's structural integrity. "We need to know the level of damage that has happened to the building that we lease, and that will help determine what our next steps are," Ostland explained. While the branch remains closed, Meridian is ensuring its members can still access banking services. "Customers can complete transactions online, use local ATMs in the exchange network for free banking, or visit nearby branches in Barrie and Penetanguishene." Meridian also has a dedicated phone line, 1-833-754-0045, for client assistance. To continue serving members locally, the credit union is searching for temporary office space in Orillia. "We have a crew there right now going through facilities," Ostland said. "We are hoping that within the next week or so, we will have a temporary space open." While the temporary space will not handle cash transactions, it will allow members to meet with advisors and check on their accounts. Meanwhile, the 9 Orillia employees have been working remotely and from Barrie branches, where many Orillia members have come in for banking assistance, he explained. To aid those affected by the fire, Meridian has committed to donating to North Simcoe Victim Services, which is leading recovery efforts. The credit union is also partnering with the Orillia BIA to help distribute emergency relief funds to impacted businesses. For Kendra Vanderwerf, owner of Three Bird Salon, the fire has been both devastating and transformative. While insurance did not cover many of the costs associated with recovery, she remains determined to rebuild. "Construction on a new salon is already underway at 37 West Street South, and Vanderwerf expects to reopen by next week. The community has provided a ton of support for us," she said. "We've been able to find a lot of good deals, and the hairstylist community has really helped us." Three Bird Salon has long been a safe space for the LGBTQ2S+ community, which has inspired Vanderwerf to be committed to reopening as soon as possible. "It was lovely being temporarily hosted by Changing of the Garnet while we sorted things out," she said. "It was a welcoming space, but we are excited to get back into our own place." The overwhelming support from the community has been a driving force in the salon's quick turnaround, she noted. "It showed us that we needed to work that much faster to get back," Vanderwerf said. "It showed us how much the salon meant to our clients and the community." The new location will be larger than the previous one, providing more opportunities for events and community engagement. A grand opening is planned for March. Though the fire forced her business to relocate, Vanderwerf sees it as an opportunity for growth. "It's going to be okay in the end," she said. "It's going to be bigger and better in the long run, but it's different." One piece of the old salon will live on. The iconic Three Bird Salon sign, which was burned on one side but salvaged on the other. Vanderwerf plans to restore or repurpose it into an art piece for the new space. A GoFundMe has been launched to help cover the costs of the new facility, and Vanderwerf says any leftover funds will be used to assist other affected downtown businesses. "It's going to be a long road to a full recovery for everyone," she said. "We are really grateful for the community support and everyone who's come out to support."